Rabbi Nachum Goldstein, Tziv HaTorah, 36.
Next time, about the source of Maseret Shabbos. That Rabbi Irmiah is saying that two Talmidei Chachomim that are learning together, they are making each one the other sharper. And that should be with modesty, with being humble. Yes? What means with being humble? Then is that's considered that is buying the Torah. Shalom. Itchano Maharal. Ken. 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 Okay. So we learned that because everyone has his own wisdom, and if he's learning with someone else, so he's able to accept, he's getting more than what he is by himself. Yes, you know, the power of group is more than the one. Yes, so the power of two is more than himself. So he's making himself able to accept a higher level of Madriga Sikhlit. And that should be just if he's doing that Lishma. Yes, but Lishma and Lashem Shamayim. But if someone wants to be proud on others, so that's destroy everything. So now that's a subject which I'm starting here. V'kasher adam oseh lichvod. When person is doing this learning, lichvod atzmo shel adam, to honor himself, to be proud on others that he is clever, that he learned a lot. Lo kana madriga shi yoter eluna. So he's not buying the level which is high. He's not buying the level which is high, very high. Higher mi madrigat adam. He's staying on his lower level. Ma'achar shu eino aseh lishma, because of the fact that he's not making that leshem shamayim. He's just making for his honor. So he's staying tiny as he was. Rak asher oseh lishma, but when he's doing the mitzvahs, keeping the mitzvahs leshem shamayim, v'atorah be'atzma yesh la ma'aliyah elyona, and the Torah by itself has higher preference. Lekach konim ma'ala v'atzlecha elyona, by that he's being attached to the higher level of being like getting the glory of Hashem and also success from heaven. Siyata dishma. Aval kasher eino oseh lishma, but when he's not learning lishma, just lishma means for the mitzvah, just lechavod atzmo, just to honor himself, eino koneh ma'ala yoter klal, he's not becoming higher than his level at all. Ve'amar od, de dafka she'eino mitgaer, also the Gemara is saying many conditions. One of them was to do lishma, to learn to honor Hashem. Secondly, not to be proud. Dafka she'eino mitgaer, not to be proud. She'im hu mitgaer, because if he's becoming proud, areu yotze b'madriga sechlit, he's coming out from the level, the spiritual level, the wisdom level, שכבר התבאר במקומו שאין השכל ראוי לגעשי הרוח, because we learned that the wisdom is not suitable for these people who are געשי רוח, means proud people, yes? עד שאמרו, till the Gemara is saying, סימן לגעשי הרוח עניות. So the Gemara is saying that the sign for a proud person is being poor. What mayaniut? So the Gemara asking, what do you mean poor? Umefarez, the Gemara answers, aniut shel Torah, is poor with the Torah. The Torah doesn't go with negative traits. Uh-huh. Yes, especially this of being proud. Yes, ve'amar shezachal leTorah then, but if he's humble. So then he's getting zachal leTorah shenitna biyamin. The Gemara is saying that he's getting the Torah which he was given with the right hand. Pirush ki haTorah nitna biyamin shel haKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Torah was given with the right hand of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. SheHaTorah hi mit'ala al haolam legamrei. Lekach nitna Torah biyamin ki haamin hu mitromen lemala en lemala. Ukedechtiv yamin Hashem romema. Okay, let's try to explain this expression. So you think there is something preference about the right. Okay? We know that the Gemara is saying, kol pniyot shata osei, yu al derech yamin. Everywhere that you turn,
start turn to the right side. Yes, the source for that is from the Avodah Sakohanim, when they were throwing the blood on the altar. So they were going around, sometimes some korbanot is twice, some korbanot is four corners, but they are going from left to right, like a clock. Yes, clockwork. Okay. Now, what's the business? Right, left. Yes, when I'm mixing the, let's say someone is putting sugar into his tea, it doesn't matter if he's turning the spoon right or left. Yes, it's the same result. But here, it's, but on spirituality, there is difference. Why? Because right is symbolizing Midas HaRachmim, and left symbolizing Midas HaDin. There is a saying on Chazal, Maseret Avot, Le'olam Tehe, Yamin, Smol Dochav, Yamin Mekarevet. So you have sometimes to have balance with other people. Some people you should make bring closer. Some people you should reject. So which hand I'm using to bring closer? The right hand, which is stronger. And which hand I'm using to reject the negative? With the left, which is weaker. Yes, we see that second example for the interference of twice of a right. First, I said that right is symbolizing Midas HaRachmim and left Midas HaDin. And secondly, I said that Le'olam Tehe Yamin Mekarevet V'Smol Dochav. Smol Dochav Yamin Mekarevet. When you have to treat some people sometimes like that, sometimes like that. Okay, now let's come to third point. Third example. When I'm writing stamp, so on the Lamed, there are two tagim. One is higher from the other one. Which one is higher? The right tag, the tag which is above, there is lamed. Lamed is consist of vav plus kaf. So on the head of the vav, there is two lines. So the right one is symbolizing midas rachmim. That's why it's higher, longer than the left one. Okay. So by the way, okay. Now here is said yemin Hashem romema. So there is a principle on Loshon HaKodesh. That when we said that Loshon HaKodesh is the language of Hashem, and every letter is expressing something, and there is an idea behind a duplication of letters. That something which is duplication, that means double power. Okay, so let's speak. Let's give three examples. We are saying Yadid. What's Yadid? It's friend. Yadidut, friendship. Okay. So Yadid is consists of two words, double Yad, two hands. Mm-hmm. I'm shaking his hand. So we are friends, yes? There is inner meaning how I'm spelling the word, okay? That's, we are saying about the enemies that David described on Hallel. Sabuni gam svavuni, sabuni kidvorin do'achu keshkotzi. So svavuni means they are not leaving me, they are running after me a few times and you help me, yes? So they circled me. Sabuni gam svavuni. They circled me a few times. Yes, that's svavuni, double base, yes? Va'olech otchem kumimiyut. Va'olech otchem kumimiyut. It's promised on the Torah on Parshas V'chukoy says that Hashem will redeem from Israel and will bring us like back to Eretz Israel. Kumimiyut, double floors. Double height, means spiritually. Okay? Okay. And here, Yamin Hashem Romema. Ram means above. Romema is double mem, which is double above. So the right side is expressing more power. Okay? So physically, I also can understand that maybe if I'm stretching both my hands, I haven't checked, but the right hand will be higher than the left one. Do you see that? I cannot look up, but think maybe that's true. Yes. So you think that the right is...
It looks like an inch taller.
So that's why we are saying that the pasuk that the Torah was given with the right hand of Hashem expressed that with the strong power of Hashem was given to the nation of Israel. Yes? And that's why Zochel Torah Shenitna Biyamin. Just a second. How do we know? V'torcha noraot yiminecha. That's posuk. Torcha, ha-torah shelcha, noraot yimincha. That's a strong power which was given by your right hand.
Oh,
wow. As if. Oh. The Kodesh Baruch doesn't have the hands, but that means with the strongest influence.
Oh, so
Pirush. Okay. Now he's explaining. Ki ha-torah nitna biyamin sha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sha-torah yi mitala la-olam legamra. The Torah is becoming over the world, totally. Lekach nitna Torah biyamin. כי הימין הוא מתרומם למעלה למעלה. The right is getting higher and higher. כדכתיב, ימין השם מרוממה. כבר ביארנו, and we already explained, כי מפני חידות שלהם, because of their being so sharp, חידות. Sharp is, you are sharpening again and again, making that very, like, edge. Sharp, so that's חידות. חד. חד is one. חדד, חדד, לחדד, sharpening. Double dalit, okay?
Sharpening
is lechadet, like sharper. You are putting pencil and making it very sharp. There is duplication of the letter dalit, which expresses very sharp. After you are turning the pencil inside, it's becoming very sharp. It can make it's like a needle. Yes. Okay. Let's continue.
Sharpen a knife as well.
Yes. כי מפני חידות שלהם הם מתעלים אל השכל העליון. Because of this chavrus is at learning Torah and sharpening each other, so they are becoming so sharp, like the wisdom of Hashem. Asher eno ra'u l'ze el ha'adam, which is not suitable, which is not coming, el ha'adam shulomed ba'alacha b'chidi, if someone is learning alone, he won't achieve this level. So that's very, very important advice for people who are starting to learn Torah. Sometimes they feel, okay, I'm ashamed to ask the Reuven to explain me or to learn with him, and I don't find Chavruse. And they think, okay, I will learn by myself. There are many lacks that we are losing by learning alone. First, that we do not have frame fixed, because sometimes we can go to sleep and waste our time instead of making active our potential. Secondly, that the levels that you can, even if when you learn, there's difference of levels when you learn with Chavruse or without Chavruse. So the best thing is to learn with Chavruse. רק אם לימודו על ידי שניים שמחדדים זה את זה, just if we will learn by two, which each one is sharpening the other, yes, both. It's not true that, let's say, someone is very clever and someone is student. So we could think, the rabbi knows everything, the student knows, so the rabbi doesn't get a benefit. Not true at all. Chazal are saying, הרבה למדתי מרבותיי. Yes, I learned a lot from my rabbis. ויותר מחבריי. Also from, I learned more than my friend. ומחבריי יותר מכולם. From my students, I learned more than others. Why? Because when you listen to the rabbi, you are passive. I'm giving explanation which I haven't saw here. I'm trying to think about that. You are passive a bit. And you will remember, you will enjoy, but you won't remember that unless you repeat and say that to others. But if you learn with someone, so then you negotiate it, so that makes you putting your active more into the subject, then you can be attached to the materials that you learn.
Can I have but 2 minutes? There's a joke about that. The rabbi and the taxi driver or the bus driver goes to heaven, Olam Haba, and the rabbi goes to a not such a good place. The taxi or the egged driver goes to a great place.
Mm-hmm.
They ask why. He says when the rabbi gave a speech, everybody slept.
When the rabbi gave a speech,
people
sleep. Yes.
But when the driver drove, everybody prayed.
Okay. So here we are saying that if he's learned by two, that's more, right? Because even students, right? Because when someone teaching the students, he has to explain that in in true way that they will be able to understand. Otherwise, it won't be, they won't accept that. They will ask, or sometimes they give him kushiyot that he haven't noticed, and that make everything more clear, more known. So that's why there is a preference for to learn by chavrusa, and even no matter whom. Mm-hmm. Yes, even that student that's making him more sharper and knows. כלומר, השכל הפשוט שהוא שכל התורה, שהוא על הכל, לדבר זה הוא זוכה. רב נחמן בר יצחק. Now, next opinion on the Gemara, next Amora. It's not new opinion, it's just bringing a new point of view on the same subject. אמר שזוכים לדברים שנאמרו בימינה של תורה. He is explaining that they are getting, having a זכות to have things which were said on the right side of the Torah. What's that? Shenemar, Orech Yamim Bimina. Yes? So, you know, think about that. Maharal lived 300 years ago, let's say, and he was, you understand that wasn't no Microsoft, no Windows, no computers. And this gathering without computer, check, all the places from the Gemara which speaks about the subject of learning with Chavrusa together, and all the psukim on the Torah which are using the expression of right, and is joining all of them into one picture, which shows the meaning and the strongest power and the preference of the Torah in this way of learning. So everywhere that's like code which teaches orechamim b'imina, length of life with its right hand. The right, that we said, right. Now I think to myself, it's in English, but it's nice. That right, it has two explanations. Right side, and being right and not mistake.
Correct.
And politica, that means the smaller.
Yes. Okay. So here is so if he's using the right side of the Torah, is getting all the promises. בכל זה מפני שעל ידי שהם מחדדים זה את זה, השכל מתעלה למעלה למעלה. And all that is getting because when they are learning together, so his brain is becoming higher and higher, higher level. עד שמגיעים אל המדרגה שמשם עריכת חיים. Till they are getting the level of long life. הדברים אלו עמוקים מאוד. עוד המושם. Except of that they said. אומר רבי שמעון בן לקיש, שני תלמידי חכמים, אנוכים זה לזה, זה את זה בהלכה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מקשיב להם, שנאמר, אז נדברו יראי השם, איש הרעהו. So there is another source which is saying when our two תלמידי חכמים, which are convenient, each one to the other one, they are not, they are quarreling, they are arguing, but not with hate, just for the, to come to the truth. Then the קדוש ברוך הוא listening to them. How do we know? שנאמר, אז נדברו יראי השם איש הרעהו. Then, יראי השם will speak each one with the other one. So what's the expression נדברו speaks means? אין דיבור אלא נחת. Speaking is with, איך אומרים בנחת? Politely, calm down, yes? Not aggressively.
בנחת?
Yes, בנחת.
That's a calm person.
Calm person, yes? So, שנאמר, ידבר עמים תחתנו. Yes, ידבר עמים תחתנו. That easily the Kodesh Baruch Hu will put the other nations under us. Yes, when they came to Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Af al gav de bishar makom amru en dibur el akashe. So now Maharal is asking, but I have a source which is saying that when Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying daber, there is amira and there is dibur. Amira is softer than dibur. כדכתיב דיבר איתנו אדוני הארץ קשות, as the brothers describing to Yaakov Avinu when they came back from Egypt, that the master, the leader there was speaking with us very tough, and he blamed us that we are spies, etc., etc. הטעם עירה במילה דאלמה, there we are speaking about not not holy things, regular things. As the dibur al kasher, then the root of dibur is tough. Aval bedivrei Torah, but when we speak dibur which applies to Torah, hu nachat, that's softly. שכך אמרו גם כן מיום שנענשו ישראל בשביל המרגלים לא נגלה למשה בלשון דיבור עד סוף 40 שנה. So he is proving that from another source on Midrash on Barashat Baalotcha that when from the days that Am Yisrael were punished because of the spies, Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't revealing himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with this terminology of speaking till the end of 40 years. So שלא היה דיבור עם משה פנים אל פנים. So we see there is preference for דיבור in Torah. What's the דיבור? What's the preference? והרי מבואר כי לשון דיבור הוא פנים אל פנים, כאשר הוא במילה דשמיא. So that comes, that teach us that speaking is face to face. והוא ידוע למבינים ואין כאן מקום זה. So that's subject which should be explained, but not on this place. So let's say I'm saying ani medaber im oad, okay? So how I spoke with him, these days we have phone, but normally the expression dibar dibu is face to face. So that's preference on Torah. Thank you. Close.
Thank you very much.
I want to pay you food. How much did you say, do you remember?